Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is Lyle Lovett. Hello, Lyle. How are you?
Hey, Rick. I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you on. You got a couple of dates coming up at the City Winery in Montgomery, New York, and we are super excited. June 26th and 27th. Now, this is billed as an intimate storytelling performance. Who's coming to the stage with you? Is it you and you alone, or are you bringing a band?
You know, I'm not bringing a band, but I am bringing one of the musicians who I work with in the band. James Hera plays guitar with me, and so James and I will be there, just the two of us.
Wow!
And so it's not really a band presentation. It's more of a solo performance with some help. Mm. And James is a wonderful guitarist, It's very. I've played three of the City Wineries so far, and on this City Winery tour I'm doing this summer, and it really is taking me back to my early performing days when I did play solo or play with one or two of my buddies, so it's a very familiar style of performing to me, and I'm loving the size of the rooms. You know, the City Wineries range from 250 seat capacity to 300 seats are about the biggest ones, it's just a treat to be able to look people in the eye and listen to them when they ask for songs or ask me questions about songs. It's a conversational approach on both sides of the stage, and I'm just enjoying it a lot.
Well, I've seen you perform a bunch of times with the large band and with a smaller outfit, but never as I guess that's not true. I did see you with John Hiatt doing a show with just the two of you, and that was super fantastic. And that included a lot of John accompanying you on guitar and also a lot of amazing stories. And you're chock full of them.
working with another songwriter, especially a great songwriter like John Hiatt, always gives me the chance to ask questions about process and about songs that occur to me. As a listener, when I go to shows, I often think of things I'd like to ask the performer who's on stage at that moment. And of course you can't do that, but when it's built into the format, it does give me a chance to ask questions about where a song came from or how someone's upbringing and early career might have affected his later career in life. And so I enjoy those kinds of shows. And this type of presentation is similar to that in a way, because I'm able to talk to whoever I'm on stage with, in this case James Hera, and I can let people know about James and his. James and I are about the same age and have both been in the business all these years, and James has played with so many notable acts that I always enjoy, kind of turning the audience on to whoever I'm on stage with so they can appreciate them even more.
Well, that's super generous of you. And you've had an incredible career. So to be able to see you in an intimate space like City Winery in Montgomery is amazing as a fan. And, well, Lyle, I have to just jump into this with you. A couple of years back, Randy Newman invited you to be on You Got a Friend in Me. Today, Toy Story 5 opens up. How did that duet come about?
Isn't that incredible? that was back in 1995 when we recorded that. And Randy was one of my heroes. I first met Randy in, 1983 when I was a local opening act at a club called Rockefeller's in Houston, and he was so kind to me then, and I'm sure didn't remember me from that, but I my I was, you know, I've been a fan of Randy's writing and performing since I was in college, you know.
Yeah.
And so the chance to meet him that night, I remember it was the last game of the World Series that year.
Huh.
And there's no dressing room really in this club. Just a green room, a holding room, and I was, you know, kind of staying out of it, giving him his space. But he saw that I was sort of near the door, listening to the radio. There was a radio in the green room with the game on. He said, "Hey, you want to come in and listen to the game?" And so I went and sat next to him on the couch, and we listened to the World Series together. But he was so kind to me then. And years later, we were recording my record, The Road and Sonata, which is, you know, came out 30 years ago yesterday, I think, or last week. That was just past 30 years. But
wow.
I recorded one of my favorite standards from country music, Long Tall Texan, which was the very first song I ever performed in second grade at the end of the school year presentation for the parents. And I always wanted to record it, so we did. And I was as we were listening to playback, I just sort of was thinking out loud, and I said out loud in the control room, I said, "God, you know who'd sound great on this? Randy Newman." Huh. And our second engineer, a young man named Nathaniel Kunkel, engineered the record, Russ Kunkel's son.
Huh.
Second engineer is a young man named Bill Kinsley, and you know, a second engineer in the recording studio never speaks. I mean, it just dutifully helps and works. Really does the heavy lifting in terms of patching everything, make sure everything's going the way it's supposed to. Bill Kinsley spoke for the first time in like 6 weeks, and he said, "Oh, you want me to call him?" And I turned around. I said, "You can call Randy Newman." And he said, "Yeah, I help him at his house. I work with him recording things." And I said, "Well, yeah, call him." And not more than an hour later, Randy Newman came strolling up the sidewalk, and so that's how the tour story came to be. He invited me to sing with him after having sung with me. The Toy Story came out before my record. Thanks to Randy Newman, you know, a whole generation of young folks know about my music, and I'm just eternally grateful to Randy for including me on You've Got a Friend in Me.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And well, what a cool thing to be part of the Toy Story legacy. And the new Toy Story 5 is out. Is the song in that film? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, the song is, but this time the duet was with Taylor Swift, so. Which is a wonderful choice as well.
Sure.
It's terrific. I mean, Randy's songs are so, I mean, Randy is such an amazing songwriter. His songs, they just hold up in any context, in any voice. He's just one of the greats, and I feel so lucky to know him.
Mm.
And I love this version of it as well.
The new one with Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, yes, you, sir, as a songwriter, you've won 4 Grammy Awards, and that is an amazing accomplishment, and it's hard to pin down what you do. You've won awards for country music, but you also incorporate folk, swing, blues, jazz, gospel. It's hard to pinpoint what Lyle Lovett does. So it'd be really cool to have the experience of you kind of talking about the songs and talking about the styles and what went into it. And well, just hearing you play the songs stripped down is going to be a treat.
I do present the songs sort of in their original form, I make them up. And I've always thought that different lyrical ideas require sort of different musical ideas to support them. And I've been lucky over the course of my career to work with people who have simply let me be myself and follow my own instincts. That's a real blessing. But even in my early days at MCA Records in Nashville, I was given a free hand creatively and encouraged to record, whatever I made up. And so I'm grateful for that. But it's always been a bit of a a bit of a dilemma where back in the days of record stores, you know, which section I might be in. I mean, sometimes I'd be in the country section, sometimes I'd be in the pop section, sometimes my record would be right next to Patti Loveless, and sometimes it would be right next to Loverboy. But I, you know, as long as people could find them, my records, I was, happy about that.
Yeah.
And you know, these days, the way people listen to music, it's all so different, you know. But,
yeah.
But I still listen to records, and grateful that you all still play them.
Yeah. Well, speaking of records, the last great record that we had from Lyle Lovett was 12th of June. And that was a great record. We played the title track a whole bunch. And do you have anything that you're working on as of late, or is there anything coming up in the future? What should we know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm always working on songs, when I get enough songs that I think are worthy of demanding somebody's attention, then I'll record again. But yeah, I have no plans to stop, and I'm, you know, lucky to be able to go out and play live and make a living for me and my family, and that people still show up and support me means the world to me. I mean, it's an extraordinary thing to be able to do what you love to do every day of your life. And
yeah.
Somehow or another, been able to do that. And the value of that, is something that's certainly not lost on me. I don't take it for granted and feel that it's a privilege every time that I'm able to stand up in front of a room full of people who are there to see me. I mean, how cool is that? I mean,
yeah.
These folks, I mean, it's not like they just lost a bet and had to show up. I mean, they're coming on purpose, and that, you know, that to feel that kind of support is a great feeling.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing four-time Grammy Award winner and countless other great awards, Lyle Lovett, at City Winery in Montgomery. The show dates are June 26th, 27th, and you can get further information online, citywinery.com. And Lyle, do you keep up with social media?
You know, I'm only because I have to,
uh-huh.
and helping get the word out about our shows. But do you have a question about social media?
How can we find you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Instagram, Lyle_Lovett, and Lyle Lovett on Facebook. I'm not on TikTok.
Okay.
I am on X, the former Twitter, but I'm most active on Instagram and Facebook. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for you, and all the best to you, and keep knocking them dead wherever you go. And we can't wait to see you next Friday and Saturday at City Winery in Montgomery. Lyle Lovett, all the best.
Well, thank you, Rick. If you're there, please come back and say hello.
I will. I certainly will. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, and thank you all for listening.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.